Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, and so justified. Mr. Humble, at your service. Welcome back, 34 After. I'm glad you're here, and I'm especially glad our good friend Sarah Heiner is here. Sarah is the president, CEO, and second-generation leadership of the Bottom Line Publications, the outstanding Bottom Line Personal Periodical, which comes out twice a month, and all the Bottom Line yearbooks. I've got my copies here stacked to the rafters. I love them, and she's our good friend Sarah Heiner. Welcome back to the show.
I always love being here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that was interesting about your recent publication was a Navy SEAL was offering suggestions on how to avoid or how to get yourself out of trouble when you find yourself in an emergency. And I thought we'd talk about that a little bit. What do you think?
That sounds good to me. You know, no one ever plans for an emergency, just like nobody ever plans to have an accident. They always say, I'll be fine. Well, that's the thing about accidents.
Right.
You don't know when they're going to happen, and you don't know when there's going to be a crazy emergency.
Well, the first thing to do is to not get yourself into one.
And well, that's true.
And by that, I mean, when I say it, I'm talking about an emergency. And one of the ways you can do that is by paying attention. If you're especially if you're in an unfamiliar area, don't walk around like you're taking a stroll in your neighborhood. Head on a swivel. Look around. See what's going on. Pay attention. What do you think?
Well, that is number one, without a doubt. And Navy SEALs are so well-trained to be able to, you know, pay attention and be prepared and not get themselves into trouble. And also, most importantly, is to know what your exit route would be.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Always be aware of your exits. You know, no one listens on the airlines when they tell you to pay attention to the exits. We don't listen to what they're saying, right? But with everything, we talk to them about carjackings. We talk to them about home invasions. We talk to them about office fires. And in every case, it's about knowing where you're needing to go and having your plan ahead of time.
Especially if you find yourself, all right, so look, you're in an office building. Don't, you know, enjoy the building. But you go down into the parking lot, pay attention to what's going on. Look around you. You've deposited yourself into an area where there's potentially more peril.
Well, they do. And, you know, we talk about carjackings, actually. And two of the main places where people will carjack is in parking lots, and interestingly, at ATMs, drive-up ATMs, at ATMs. So you need to
really... Yeah, because there's your car and money at the same time, right?
Exactly. So you need to be aware of who might be lurking in corners. And then, so this is interesting also, people think about, oh, hold on to my possessions, or, you know, don't let them get my car. But the advice from the Navy SEAL is take your keys and throw them.
Yeah.
So if you go down in a parking lot, and you see somebody around, and you're a little nervous, throw your keys in the other direction, and run.
And can I throw something out that may sound, I hope this doesn't sound chauvinistic, but ladies, if you're leaving and some gentleman says, I'll walk you to your car, let them.
No question.
And ladies, if you're leaving and you're feeling uncomfortable and there's a gentleman there, say to them, would you mind walking me to my car? What do you think, Sarah? What's wrong with that?
Absolutely. And, you know, I talk to my kids, you know, college campuses. So this is interesting. Before my older daughter went to college, she went to college in Washington, D.C. We grew up in little innocent suburbia where she didn't have to pay attention to security. So I had actually a friend of mine who teaches self-defense, do a little self-defense class for Callie, my daughter, and her friend, because they needed to start to be aware and pay attention. And I tell them on their campuses, don't you walk home. I don't care how, you know, delightful your campus is. My other daughter's at a suburban campus, but don't walk home in the middle of the night alone. It's, you know, you never know who is
lurking.
That's
right. I told my daughter when she started college, I said, look, if it starts looking weird, if it starts sounding weird, it's probably weird. Get the heck out.
Well, it does. And also, nothing good happens after midnight.
That's a good point. That's another
good
point.
But also, pay the couple bucks for the Uber or the taxi late at night.
Yeah.
There were horrible stories. Again, my daughter was in D.C., beautiful area, D.C., but late at night, Do not mm-hmm. walk alone. I don't care if it's three blocks.
I don't even like to do that. No, that's exactly right. And one of the things, though, that I think that it was all through this report that you guys published, that was without being said, that the story was this one thing, and that was take action. Don't sit there like a bump on a log and do nothing. Take action. That's what I got from a lot of this, and I think that's good advice. What do you think?
You do have to take action. Again, you have to know where you have to have
yourself.
Your plan in place. You have to know what you want to do, but also you have to be prepared, and then you have to act on it. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're, it sounds so silly to have what they call a bolt bag at the office, right? Mm-hmm. Except ask anyone on 9/11 if they should have had
right.
a flashlight and water and
right.
dust mask and whistles.
Exactly.
Right? Whistles is one of the best security things mm-hmm. you can have. Because
duct
you
tape.
Can't yell.
Duct
People
tape
can't
too.
Hear you when you yell.
Duct tape, too. That's another one. Hey, Sarah, hold on to that thought. Website quickly, please.
BottomLineInc.com.
There it is. 22, right back with Sarah. I'm Jim. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.